Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, country folks can survive. This one's surviving up in North Dakota. And that P.O. box for you to help out the show is in Minnesota, so you can just sort that out. The Red River, which runs north up here, rivers up here don't run south. Well, some do, the Missouri and the Mississippi, but the Red River runs north into Hudson Bay and through Winnipeg. I can skip a rock. Maybe it's a little too wide for that, but I could almost throw a rock across the Red River from North Dakota into Minnesota, and the P.O. Box for you to help this show out is James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN. 56721. Just stick some money in an envelope, put a check in there. You can also call me up. The ad that we run for the American Freedom Party in the show, that's my cell phone, that number you hear there, 701-317-5317. Let me turn the volume down on that right now. 701-317-5317. You can call me. I'll show you how you could, if you want to send in money by PayPal or Visa or credit card or something. That's easy to do. You can also use the website of the sponsoring party, theamericanfreedomparty.us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. But I want to get funds coming specifically for this show so that we can keep this thing running throughout what I believe will be 8 years of a Donald Trump presidency. And by the way, thank you, engineer, for that Merle Haggard in that song. I just wasn't recognizing new music there in the break. But that was Waylon Jennings, it was Charlie Pride, and it was Merle Haggard. 13 days since he departed this plane. Nancy in California, and Mike in Maryland. Nancy in California, are you there? Okay, Nancy, I apologize for making you hang on too long. If you want to dial back in, please do so. I apologize for not getting to you quickly enough. Let's go. Let's listen to Stephen Miller talking just a little bit more. One of the idea men for Donald Trump. He brings one of the things he's distinguishes his career is he brings the best people. He finds the best people for whatever task he has undertaken. And this is one of them, Stephen Miller. Here he is.
And folks, another issue we get lectured on all the time. Oh man, do we get lectured on this? You can't turn on the TV or pick up your newspaper without getting a sanctimonious lecture on this issue, and that's the issue of immigration security. And Hillary Clinton says, well, we can't have a secure border, and we can't enforce our laws, because if we did that, it would tear apart families, Hillary Clinton says. The families being torn apart are the American families who are losing loved ones to an open border.
Bravo.
And nobody can run for president of the United States who is not willing to protect American families. That is a pretty fundamental qualification. If you can't stand up and say, I will protect the safety and security of American families, then you are running for the wrong job.
Bingo!
And I submit to you, folks, the American people will never elect someone like Hillary Clinton who has pledged to dissolve the borders around these United States. No country will ever elect a president who will dissolve its own borders, and that's what Hillary Clinton has promised to do. Hillary Clinton has also promised a 550% increase in Syrian refugees.
And every other kind.
Now, once again, Hillary Clinton tells us, well, this is the compassionate thing to do. You know what compassionate behavior would be? Would be using the money to help 10 times as many refugees in their home region. What Hillary Clinton doesn't tell you is that for every dollar you spend bringing a refugee out of Syria into the United States and providing housing, providing medical services, providing jobs, providing welfare, feeding, housing, clothing, refugees, for everyone you bring into the United States, you could help 11 in their home region. Hillary Clinton is denying support. She is denying support to hundreds of thousands of refugees for the sake of her selfish and corrupt political agenda. And there's another group of people, folks, that are getting left out of this conversation. They're called American citizens. Our inner cities are falling apart. Our rural communities are falling behind. Our children are underemployed. Every penny that is being spent on the resettlement operation is a penny taken out of the pocket of hardworking Americans and their children. We are $19 trillion in debt. We do not have the money for Hillary Clinton's plan to resettle huge portions of the Middle East inside the United States of America. We need to support... America first.
He got America first in there.
Includes
the audio book
millions upon millions of Americans living in poverty today.
Let me pause.
The social
pause, Stephen Miller. His audio started to break up a little bit, and I'm a good point to interrupt. To welcome to the program our good friend George in Maryland. George, thank you.
Hi, James. Obviously coming in the middle. I was enjoying the New York Post lead story of Bill Clinton and Fritz Mondale's daughter getting it on. It warmed my heart.
Oh, they're covering that. Well, this was in, oh my gosh, yeah, folks, Fritz Mondale. Oh my gosh, I have to sit down. Fritz Mondale, the National Inquirer enlisted among the 34 or 36 women. Let me see, where is it? Where's my National Inquirer? That Bill Clinton was either assaulting criminally or cavorting with. One of them was Fritz Mondale's attractive daughter. So what's the story? What's the New York Post reporting, George?
Well, first I sent... graphics to you and Paul, but it's the front page story on the New York Post, 2 pages long, and the name of the article is called "Dirty Old Mon."
Yeah, Eleanor Mondale, folks. Now she in the National Enquirer, she's denying a 1997 tryst with Bill Clinton, but she was stayed overnight where Bill Clinton was, and they were seen walking on the beach the next morning, and eyebrows were rising. Go ahead, George.
Well, the twist I liked is it seems like Monica Lewinsky was not very happy that all this was going on. But as you've pointed out, you know, the prospective Democrat candidate was behind the scenes. You know, I didn't hear too much about her beating up, you know, Mondale's daughter or fun things like that. But it's pretty amazing to see that in the New York Post on a Sunday morning in June.
Yeah, yeah. And folks, I mean, this is just how out of control the Clintons are. I mean, your running mate, Fritz Mondale's daughter, you can't keep your pants zipped up enough to not, you know, put your moves on the Fritz Mondale's daughter. I mean, this is a psychotic man. This is a guy who is completely out of control. And remember, folks, this is a package, pardon the pun, this is a package we get with Hillary Clinton, the Bill Clinton package, and Hillary. And I mean, my God, you know, the scandals. And, you know, of course, George, there's so many scandals. You know, it may be the American public may be suffering a little bit from scandal overload, scandal saturation. There's so much scandal around the Clintons. It may start to create a numbing effect. The Clinton Foundation, folks, has taken hundreds of millions of dollars in corrupt money. And Hillary has been caught with her, I guess, her pantsuit down, giving favors to governments that contribute hundreds of millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars to her foundation. And it is hers. It's the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton. That's the actual name of the foundation. And they can spread the money around wherever they want, in to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. But Hillary has given favors to these governments in exchange. She's selling. She is using her position as Secretary of State and previously as United States Senator and before that as First Lady to the commander in briefs, is to sell our country, to sell favors to other countries that are against the interests of the American people. That's wonderful. A front page of the New York Post. That really is a great thing to hear, George.
Well, you know, this is the dead season. It really is true that in June and July, let's face it, most of America checks out, goes on vacation. You see it in the stock market. You know, there isn't going to be a whole lot of activity until we start pushing in the late in August. And it's torture for us. You know, we want to see our candidate turn around in the polls. But it doesn't hurt that, you know, in the middle, you know, right before 4th of July weekend, we get the New York Post of all things. They're certainly not a fan of Donald Trump, but we get a dirty kiss and pictures of Bill Clinton and Monica and all of his various girlfriends. And, you know, and Mama Clinton wants to beat up Donald Trump and say, "You're really a bad man."
Yeah. We're getting, I don't know if you got to hear this, but Stephen Miller was saying, we're really getting tired of being lectured in morality by these corrupt people. And, you know, this is so, so great. I'm going to try to find, I'm going to click on that link you sent me.
You might check your other Skype. I sent you the,
I'm looking there
images
now.
Images of it, the post.
Yeah. It's, Bill Gates may be, maybe working on that particular computer right now.
In
one of his stealthy visits into your computer to update. Yes, we need to update you every few hours, folks. But anyway, and as soon as he starts to update you, of course your computer chokes. And that's why I've got a bunch of computers running here. One of them, the gift of a very wonderful listener to this show, and it's why everything runs so smoothly here. But yesterday, George, before you got here, we talked about a wonderful appearances yesterday that Donald Trump made. First one at Treasure Island in Las Vegas, a hotel owned by his friend Phil Ruffin. And then he 5 hours later, he flew to Phoenix and appeared to a huge crowd in Phoenix. And he had a wonderful introduction. He started out with an introduction from, among others, Jan Brewer, governor of Arizona, and she was just, lukewarm introduction from her. She loves Donald Trump, followed by the Arizona Republican Party chairman, Robert Graham, same thing for him. And then even, you know, if possible, even more enthusiastic, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And one of the things he said, George, we quoted it for the audience. He said, "I'm sticking with this guy to the bitter or sweet end, however it may be." And so just a tremendous events yesterday. Nothing to cover today. And when we look at Donald Trump's schedule, let's see what we've got. Donald Trump has been holding his cards in terms of his scheduling closer to his chest, and I'm very pleased with that. In earlier months of this show, when we started the show, you could look forward for like 2 weeks in the Trump schedule. And maybe somebody in his security team has realized that if you give people like 10 days notice as to exactly where you're going to be and when, that could cause a real security risk. So if you look at the Trump schedule right now, it says, "Please check back later for an updated schedule." I love that. So Trump will be somewhere tomorrow, but bad guys won't know where. I like that. We'll find out what we'll do, what I'll do with our show, for you, the audience. What I do, I get up in the morning and I will check on YouTube. Every day these are streamed live on YouTube. I'll just punch in Donald Trump, June 20th. And then all the YouTubes coming up for Monday will be there. And that'll include whatever appearance Donald Trump's going to make tomorrow. The same will be true every succeeding day. So I like, George, that he's not telegraphing his schedule.
And, well, I'm with you. How far away is the convention, Jamie?
Okay, well, it's July 18th. It starts, it ends July 22nd. And today is June 19th. So we're looking at, 30 days, right?
Well, what I like is, you know, we were expecting our candidate to, you know, come out swinging and make his big announcements. I actually was thinking that might be premature. I would want to save my fieriest arrows for either in the convention or leading up to it. And, well, here's another log for the fire, you know. Well, the gloves are off, and let's say the convention will remember that, you know, your running mate, Walter Mondale, was providing you with, you know the answer to that.
Yes. Yeah, I mean,
it really was a disgusting story to read, but it does make me think. I've mentioned before that our lives are so boring, James. Think of all the girls that we're not molesting that Bill has been able to get away with.
Yeah, I mean, let me look at her picture again in my National Enquirer. Here she is, Eleanor Mondale, 1997. This is a young girl, I think. I'm just going to look it up here a little bit. But, you know, this is pathetic. your running mate, his daughter, that's just tacky, folks. That's, you know, this does not come under the heading of sex crimes. Bill Clinton, now the real attack on Bill and Hillary is their sex criminality. There are women who have been beaten up, terrorized, threatened, blackmailed, had their pets, you know, killed. There are people who have actually been killed that may be involved with this. But these women have been the victims of rape, you know, literal outright rape from Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton threatening them when they sought any kind of justice or, apology from Bill Clinton. And that's the real attack. That's the strongest attack, is the criminality. This other one, this Bill Clinton, the sex, the pervert, sex fiend is what he is. He's a sex fiend. That is not worthy of a president of the United States. That is not the man or the woman that we want as president of the United States. It's a different category. Both the crime and the inability to keep his zipper come from the same sex fiend quality that he has. And Hillary apparently is quite a lesbian, and also her own version of a sex fiend. So, that she's running against this wholesome family man with wonderful children and. I mean, come on, America. Boy, if this is a hard choice for you, ding dong. And I don't think for white America, I don't think it's a hard choice. White America is overwhelmingly supporting Donald Trump, who's going to save our bacon and, preserve us as a people by giving our country a chance, to have borders. As Stephen Miller was just mentioning, a country without borders is not a country. And another thing you missed, George, this was fantastic. I missed it last week. Or not, a few days ago, Donald Trump was in Atlanta on June 15th, and he got a ringing endorsement from, you'll remember this, Herman Cain, the black man who created Godfather's Pizza. Herman Cain, in his stentorian tones, beautiful speaker, had the audience in the palm of his hands. He says, Donald Trump is not. He says, media, in case if you're paying attention, Donald Trump is not a racist. Listen to Herman Cain. It was wonderful. We got a break coming up. Your call is at 800-313-9443. Stay tuned, folks.
Masters Bridge.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822 or visit our website heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
we're back, folks, and we've got a little bit of time left in the show, more than 30 minutes. We can cover a little bit here. We're so pleased to have George in Maryland, our most astute analyst, and he brings to us another gem here. I hadn't caught this one today. Here it is, the New York Post. I'm looking at it now. Apparently, Bill Gates has finished with that particular computer. New York, I can have it back. New York Post. Lewinsky, that's as in Monica, allegedly freaked out after Clinton's affair with VP, that's Walter Mondale's daughter. Dateline June 18th, President Bill Clinton had an affair with former Vice President Walter Mondale's daughter while multitasking with at least two mistresses in the White House, according to a tell-all by a Secret Service officer who guarded the Oval Office.
Oh, folks, this is the book that came out yesterday. It's number one on Amazon right now. I was going to talk about this book. I didn't know that was in there. This may be one of the reasons it's number one. This guy's name is Byrne, Secret Service officer who served right outside Bill Clinton's door. Gary Byrne's account of walking in on Clinton and the gorgeous Eleanor Mondale, then a TV journalist, is the first eyewitness report of the long-rumored affair. Wow! And then here's a quote from the book. So you got to get this book. I'll give you the title in a minute. There before us was E! Network host Eleanor Mondale and President Clinton in a compromising position, that is, making out on the map room table, unquote. Byrne writes of the alleged Christmas time tryst around the middle of Clinton's presidency. Mondale, who was romantically linked to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, okay, yeah, okay. By the way, I used to be, my family used to live next door to Arnold Schwarzenegger. We'd see him over the fence. Who was romantically linked in the Pacific Palisades, who was romantically linked to Arnold Schwarzenegger and Eagles drummer Don Henley, died in 2011 of brain cancer at age 51. She had maintained she and Clinton were, quote, just friends, unquote. Here's a picture of her, quite stunning. Crisis of Character, that's the title of the book. A White House Secret Service officer discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary, Bill, and how they operate. There's a long title, which came out, is scheduled for release on June 28th. So it's not even out yet. Depicts a cheating Bill Clinton and an unstable and tyrannical Hillary Clinton. Leaked excerpts have already rocked the campaign, and Byrne's account of Bill Clinton's conquests under his image-obsessed wife's nose, revealed exclusively to the Post, oh, great, will surely ramp up the controversy. So, George, the Post is getting, it's being fed the leaks from the book. It's wonderful. Here's a quote from this Secret Service officer, Byrne. I stood guard, a pistol at my hip, outside the Oval Office, the last barrier before anyone saw Bill Clinton. Wow, that's a very important person. Byrne writes, the last barrier before Monica Lewinsky saw Bill Clinton. Yes, I'm that Secret Service officer. Byrne, who testified during the Lewinsky scandal, retells how he tried in vain to stop the Lewinsky affair, getting the young intern transferred to the East Wing to work for Hillary Clinton. Byrne, who was a uniformed officer, says the president personally directed officers to provide Lewinsky access to the White House for a booty call around the beginning of 1996. The president even provided Monica with a top secret phone number to reach him directly in the Oval Office. Byrne wrote, we wondered how he got any work done and joked that he would have been better at running a brothel in a red light district than the White House, Byrne writes. The Mondale relationship really set Lewinsky off, making her jealous and reckless, he writes. On December 6, 1997, the former intern arrived at the White House gate under the pretense of visiting with the president's personal secretary. The Secret Service officers guarding the gate understood the special relationship the two had and that Lewinsky had arrived to see the president. Only this time, Lewinsky was denied entry, according to Byrne, who was stationed elsewhere when she appeared, but heard her arrival on his Secret Service radio. President is still with another appointment. That's going to be Mondale's daughter, folks. I've got a break coming up. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
We're back, folks. I tell you, George, if this doesn't put a fork in it, I don't know what would. This is amazing, folks. It's just a hammer blow after hammer blow favoring we patriots and disfavoring the traitors who've taken over our country, like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and their ilk. Man, this New York Post article, this just nails it. Let me just see here. Let me go back to the article. I'm looking up Eleanor Mondale. She died in 2011, so she's not here to talk about the story. She was unmarried at the time, between divorces or between marriages. She was born in 1960. So in 1997, she was 37 years old. And now remember, Monica Lewinsky, with her special pass and her special phone, is asking the Secret Service to let her into the Oval Office, where she's going to have another tryst. She thought she was the main woman with Bill Clinton. And here's what happened. Monica, this is Byrne writing, this man who wrote this this new book. We all have to buy this book. Monica, however, still regarded herself quite favorably as the president's singular mistress. So now she was pissed off. She was told she couldn't get in because there was another appointment. He was with another appointment. She pressed the officer about the delay and wanted to know why she was left standing in his security booth. He lashed back, writes Byrne, who was later told of the exchange by a colleague. You have to wait. Now, I'm going to use a little bit of explicit language here. I apologize, but this is, we have to deal with what really happened. You have to wait. He's with his other piece of ass. Wait till he's finished, the officer told Lewinsky. It was clear to all, including Lewinsky, that the president was, quote, screwing with Eleanor in the Oval Office, unquote. Irate, Lewinsky responded with an unseemly gesture toward her body. Quote, what's he want with her when he has this? Oh, my goodness. But Byrne writes, Eleanor Mondale and Monica Lewinsky could not satiate the president's horn dog sexual desires, unquote. There were others, like the unnamed White House receptionist Byrne literally cleaned up after. In late 1996 or early 97, while Whitewater and the Paula Jones affair, remember he raped Paula Jones, was being probed by Ken Starr, Byrne was approached by a senior chief petty officer named Nell, who had long served in the White House pantry as a steward. Quote, now this is getting a little graphic, folks, but this is needed. America needs this graphic nature of the turd that we had in the White House and whose wife wants to resume that position. Quote, does that look like semen to you? Nell asked, nervously showing Byrne a towel emblazoned with the White House seal that he found in the study. Quote, yeah, that sure looks like it, Byrne replied. What the, I won't use this word, but what the F, and who would? Question mark. Nell explained that he'd been finding and cleaning semen and lipstick-stained towels for weeks. I was shocked. If the stains didn't rinse out, he'd carefully remove them by hand. He was terrified that if he passed them on to other Navy laundry personnel downstairs, he'd not only reveal Bill Clinton's affairs, he'd embarrass the presidency itself. Folks, and this is already at number one on Amazon. The title of the book, let me go to that page there so you can order yourself a copy after you make a contribution to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Let's see, where is that page? Here it is, Amazon. And my gosh, here comes that page. George? Thank you. This has got to stick a fork in it.
Well, I hearken back to the impeachment hearings back in 95 or 6, whenever they were. Maybe they're later than that. And remember all these senior senators from both parties going, this does not rise to the level of an impeachable offense. Still scratch my head over that. I mean, just what do you have to do to get impeached these days?
Yeah, yeah. Folks, there's no way this, you know, there's no way Hillary can talk her way past this one. This is just, you know, the daughter of the vice president, you know, I mean.
We need Conway Twitty to make a new song called I'm an Old Horn Dog from Washington, D.C.
And you know, Bill Clinton is out there making his speeches. He's not hiding. He's out there right in front, front and center of the Hillary campaign. He's at her campaign appearances. They're claiming that they're just lovebirds and everything's fine at the Clinton home. I'm looking at the book. Here's the title, folks. Crisis of Character by Gary J. Byrne. And I'll tell you what, I'm taking my hat off and my headphones right now and saluting Gary J. Byrne. This took guts. You know, it's a Secret Service officer. He's not supposed to say anything ever. So it was a tremendous act of character on his part to violate all of his oaths of secrecy, put himself at great personal risk because I'm sure this is his motive. He loves his country. And I think we'll find if he does any interviews or anything, Gary Byrne is an outstanding person. And I'll bet a Trump supporter. My gosh.
Can we afford to buy a copy for the Trump campaign?
Yeah, it's $15.78, folks, not even an expensive book. You can get a Kindle version. I don't know if it's out yet, but it says Kindle here for $13.99. But I want to get to a key part of this. Its current ranking in Amazon, it is ranked number 3 in books in the top 100. It's already number 3 and it hasn't even been released yet. So this is going to go to number 1. This is good news for Donald Trump, because you know, you could have a great book that, you know, 500 people read, and there are plenty of books like that, and it isn't going to change much. But this book is going to be read by millions and millions of people. They're going to be loaning it to their friends. It's going to have pictures. It's number 1 in politics in books, number 1 in history, and number 3 in books overall. So the I'm gonna order a copy myself here as soon as we close out the show. Let's see if we've got another caller. We do. Tom in Florida. Tom, what do you think?
Good day. Good day, James. Happy Father's Day to you and George and everybody else, all the fathers out there. Yeah, are you there? You hear me, James?
Yeah. Isn't this great, this New York Post front page?
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. But you know what, James, I want to tell you something. I think Donald Trump should buy his own network. I heard now he might buy his own news network. That would be a wonderful thing. Get backers and Trump buy his own network. Forget CBS and all those NBC communist news networks. And let's put some Patriot, let's have a Patriot network and let Donald Trump run it. But
James, he can do it. He can write a check and do it with one stroke of the pen.
That's correct. And he will. I believe he'll do this. But I got to say this, James. This is really perplexing. First off, I want to talk about Billy Blythe. Let's not forget what Billy Blythe did. His mother's name was Virginia Kelly, and she married a guy named Clinton. His real name is not Clinton. The stepbrother, I mean, the half-brother of Virginia Kelly, Roger Clinton, he just got a DUI. He was busted for cocaine years ago. I know you're familiar with that. Are you there, James?
Yes, yes.
Yes, and also I want to say this about Billy Blythe and Hillary Rodham. This is the biggest mass conspiracy that the media has covered up for years. Like you said, raping Paula Jones, paid her $850,000. Donald Trump should run an ad about that. That alone would shake the core of the electorate. Because if Donald Trump runs an ad about Paula Jones being raped, you got the Kate Stanley getting murdered by an illegal deported 5 times. I don't understand where Trump's campaign is as far as all these millions of dollars, how to come they're not running these ads. I guess they're waiting after the convention. But I can tell you, James, I can assure you, if Donald Trump starts running these ads, I'm telling you about it, he's going to crush her in a massive landslide.
Tom, now hang on. Now, I love what you're saying, and you know, your point about running ads and so on, but realize this. Don't fault Donald Trump for not making an ad of each point that any of us, you or myself or George, comes up with. Realize what's happening here. This is going to be the number one book in America. Now, the Eleanor Mondale story is just one. I mean, the book's going to be packed with these stories. And it's a heck of a lot more powerful, Tom, if this comes to America from a Secret Service officer and his book and his courage. Much more impact than coming as a pitch from Donald Trump in his own paid-for ad. There's a limitation to paid-for ads. Now, part of the genius of Donald Trump is that, like Kate Steinle, this story is not hidden. This is not something that America is unaware of. These stories are coming out. The mothers of murder victims of illegal aliens, these women are, this is the most powerful voice, and they are reaching millions and millions of people. So it is getting out there, Tom. And you yourself, see, you speaking about these events on a Patriot radio show, this is more effective for Donald Trump than just running his own ads. Sometimes the least believable thing is an ad that you run about yourself. So Trump has been a genius at letting the stories play themselves, and it's working, Tom.
I hear that, James. But James, another thing I want to bring out to your listening audience and to George and all them. These illegals that are coming in here, these Muslims and all these people that are bringing this country, these Democrats have destroyed every city. They look at Detroit, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Chicago. All these cities that Democrats have ran is destroyed, James. They're financially destroyed. They got millions of illegals, and you got even Muslims and all that. These people are all coming here to drive cars. They talk about global warming and this clown brown in California, no water. And you got millions of, you got 4 million people in California need cars. All these people are coming to this country. That's not like Cuba, James. I went to Cuba. There's only one car for every 100 people in Cuba, James. Did you know that? There's one car for every 100 males. No females drive cars in Cuba at all. And I can tell you this, James. I visited a couple months ago.
Tom, the point you just made about water, if the illegals and their children that are in California right now all went back. And I love what Stephen Miller said. I don't know if you got a chance to hear it, Tom. Stephen Miller made a wonderful point. Hillary gets all high and mighty and moralistic about, well, we can't break up families. We got to care about these people and so on. He makes the point. If you care about people, send them back home. You can, with the same money that we subsidize people that invade our country now, with that money, same money, you could support 10 times as many people back in Syria or Mexico or Nigeria or India. And so just Hillary doesn't care about people. She cares about herself.
Well, and I absolutely agree with you, people, James. Now, Tom, and if those people, agree.
Yeah, Tom, if those people went back to the countries they belong in, which is the countries they came from and their parents, the water crisis in California would be over. The agricultural crisis would be over. We're talking in California, we're probably talking about well over 10 million people. I may be way low there. Yeah, maybe 20 million of them in California alone.
James, it's utter madness. Look at Florida. Florida's in this rough boat because we got all these illegals coming here. Obama's sneakily, that Barry Sortero who's saying Obama's flooding Florida with Haitians. They're coming in here every day by the hundreds, and nobody's talking about it. The Herald doesn't say nothing. The Fort Lauderdale Sentinel. These people are complacent. They're complicit right. in this, James. They're complicit
Donald
in
Trump
this.
Talked about that. Tom, Donald Trump talked about that in the last 3 days. He said he was going through a speech, completely spontaneous, just, you know, got a little note card in his jacket. He says, you know, I thought with me talking about all of this and emphasizing it and hammering on it, I thought, you know, it would, during these months that I've been doing this, the situation would get better. You know, people would like notice what I'm saying is true, and they'd start to fix it or do something about it. He said, no, the opposite. He says it's accelerating. As this campaign proceeds, he said exactly what you just said, Tom. He said this is getting worse. The numbers coming across every day are actually accelerating.
James, I see it every day. I can tell you right now, I feel like a stranger in my own country. I can tell you, South Florida, you'll feel like a stranger in your own country. This is all by design. And it's Barry Sortero Hussein Obama. He's a mulatto who hates the white side of his family. He's a mulatto who actually hates his white mother. That's what I feel and I believe in my heart. And I believe that Barry Sortero Hussein Obama is allowed to say, well, if I had like Trayvon, if he had a son, he looked like him. Can you imagine a white president saying that about somebody who did that?
But you know what?
They wouldn't stop in the media for years, James.
Yeah, Tom, there's an easier way to say the same thing that's actually has a higher like certainty level to it. Okay. That just, you know, there's some I believe what you're saying is true. But what we can say with there's no question about it. Different races, other races, they're pursuing their own, what they perceive to be their self-interest. They're pushing their agenda, and they're pushing hard.
They're trying to win the race, James. No, they want to win
right.
the race like every
that's
race.
Right.
What is a race stand
so
for?
Whether,
you want to
whether,
win the
whether,
race.
Yeah, whether Barry, you know, Obama, you want to call him Sotero, or whether he hates his mother, whether that's true or not, he is, as a non-white, he's pursuing his view of his non-white interests. And we, as white people, we're not pursuing any program. You know, we're just sitting here like dumb bunnies, sucking our thumbs as we get worked over. And we're petrified by guys like Joe Scarborough saying, don't be a racist. You know, if you do what Don Imus did.
James, are you talking about the same guy that says, works with that lady, the blonde lady says, the Morning Joe. She's the same one. Could you imagine that? She said, well, welcome to the Morning Jew. I mean, I'll never forget that. They made a big deal about that. And I'll tell you another thing, James. Tell everybody in your audience.
She actually said that?
White people have got to work for the federal government. Tell all the white people you know to get jobs for the federal government. That's how you take back your country. You got to work for the government.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, step one, that's something we could do. But anyway, Tom, thank you very much for, you know, checking in with us. And I'm glad to share with you this and the whole audience this New York Post bombshell story that George has brought to us. George, have you got any other gems?
Maybe that'll have to do for today, but all I can say is we have really boring lives compared to Bill Clinton.
What I get from Bill Clinton, yes. I mean, this is a sick puppy. This is he looks like hell. You know, he looks very emaciated, very unwell, lots and lots of stories of all the conditions he may have. Hillary looks like hell. My gosh, she looks like a whale and very sickly. So Donald Trump, on the other hand, looks like a just, you know, he's really in the pink. He really looks great. He bounds up those steps, and he's got this great, you know, energy. What does he say? Low energy? Hillary looks low energy, and Bill looks low energy. So, you know, we've got that going for us, too. But as I say, this New York Post article, this is the stick a fork in it article.
It doesn't hurt. You know, we were upset last week over this and that. And
yeah, we're going to have a break. And folks, what's amazing also is not that the story broke, that it's in the New York Post, folks. It's going to go everywhere, all over the world. We'll have one more break, one more segment, and we might squeeze in one call if you call in. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
All right, we're back.
I don't want no handout living and don't want anything.
White boy looking for a place to do my thing. There was a great, I think it was Ricky Skaggs, who asked a little kid who was playing fiddle to Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. And he said, folks, you know, you told me a story here, young fella, about the difference between a Tennessee and what's the difference between a violin up north and a fiddle in Tennessee. And the little kid said, well, a fiddle, he said, sir, a fiddle has, or a violin has strings. A fiddle has strings. And now let's go to the New York Post. Here's what Gary Byrne says. He says, they were worried about Hillary as a danger. He said, what if the first lady ran into the president with Monica or with another mistress? Would I have to protect the president from his irate wife or even from a mistress? Byrne writes. And dealing with the first lady's anger was no small matter, according to Byrne, who describes her as a self-centered, tantrum-throwing physical abuser. She also knew how to handle a gun. Byrne found Hillary Clinton took a surprising liking to firearms, especially a Thompson submachine gun, an original and an American classic, Al Capone's legendary Chicago typewriter. Sometime after Bill's 1998 impeachment, and long after Byrne left the White House, the Clintons came by a Secret Service training center, and Byrne saw Mrs. Clinton let loose a spray of man-stopping 45 caliber rounds into the paper, dirt, and berms of our outdoor one-way range. Smiling, she fired her next shots right into the target's crotch. Byrne says the Secret Service discussed the potential for domestic violence between the Clintons and worried frequently about how to protect the president from his volcanic and occasionally violent wife. Her only concern was herself, Byrne says. I'm quoting from the New York Post. Mrs. Clinton was a joke, he wrote, taking herself and the entire administration minutia so seriously. Her brand was her only concern. She was a faux leader, all bark, no bite, but in a very real power position as first lady. We're going to run out of time here, folks. Ah, that's a great article. And thank you, George. Thank you, everybody. We will see you tomorrow night from 9 to 10 p.m. here right on the Trump phenomenon.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.